Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you. You're about to listen to an interview with a talented boxer from North Carolina that is fairly new to the game, but continues to stand out. Jaquan Towns was named North Carolina's Newcomer of the Year in 2017 and has a promising career ahead of him. In this interview, Jaquan talks about how he got started boxing and what continues to drive him.
The King Towns, the go-to guy, the boxing king, the future of boxing. I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. He's from my hometown, Talbot, North Carolina. So it's kind of different from us because, you know, in our town, you know, we're used to basketball and football legends, baseball maybe. But he's taking on a different approach in the sports game and his boxing. So first question I'm going to ask you, Jaquan, what brought you to the start of boxing?
What brought me to this sport? Basically just to lose weight. When I first got out of the Marine Corps, I gained weight. You know, I got up to 320 pounds. So I was trying to figure out all different ideas of how I can lose weight and make it fun for me. So I walked into the boxing gym, picked up some boxing gloves. And my coach at the time, he was a trainer. He told me he could help me out. So I stepped on the scale. He got my weight. He put me in a ring with a guy that he'd been training for like 5 to 10 years, and I went toe-to-toe with him. So he told me, he said, if you can get down to 250 pounds, I'll get you a fight. So at the time, from 320 to 250 seemed crazy, but I did it. And I got my first amateur fight, and the rest of it was history.
Tell us about the first amateur fight while we're talking about.
Man, the first amateur fight, I ain't gonna lie, I was more tired than anything. I was used to fighting, you know, I love to fight. So the fighting part didn't bother me. It's the cardio what bothered me. I didn't know how long 3 minutes was until I first stepped into a boxing ring. I was exhausted. After the first round, I was exhausted. So yeah, my cardio wasn't there at the time. Man, I was tired, man. I mean, I was dead tired. So that was the hardest thing about that fight. I lost that fight. But I gained a lot of respect from people because I went to distance with a guy that supposedly had just dominated me, but he didn't. He was 6, I think his name was Nate Williams. At the time, he was like 6'7", 250 pounds. I weighed in like 240, and I'm just 6'3". So I went toe-to-toe with him, right. But I was just tired. I couldn't do nothing with him because I was tired.
I understand that. First boxing match, yeah. In the line, like, you know, new to the sport, mm-hmm. They kind of jumping in the they call it the jungle. Mm-hmm. I guess they call the ropes the jungle. They kind of battling up. Pretty interesting. Even though your first fight you didn't win, it still seemed like right. You still had still got a good feel. You right. Kind of gave
right.
A good way of looking at the positive of becoming the boxer you are now. Yeah. All right. Explain to the viewers your weight class.
I'm a cruiserweight, which means I fight at 190 to 200. I normally weigh in at 197, 198. This fight, I probably weigh in around the same weight, from 197, 198. I try not to get lower than that. I try not to get lower than 195. I feel like if I get lower than 195, I'm just small, I'm too small. But yeah, cruiserweight, 190 to 200. Nothing past 201.
That's all right there. So tell me, what is a day like for Jaquan the King Towns training?
If we stay in right for a fight, my coach makes sure every training regimen is, even if we ain't got no fight lined up, is we getting ready for a fight. So before I go into training, I'm going to run 2 miles just to warm up. Once I run my 2 miles, I jump rope for 20, maybe 30 minutes straight. After I jump rope for 20 minutes, I go in the ring and I shadow box for at least nothing short of 6 rounds. I shadow box. After I shadow box for 6 rounds, he may work the mitts with me, do mitt drills with me, bad work. When I do bad work, it's like 6 and 8 rounds or more. He don't want my hands to stop moving until after 6 and 8 rounds. He's trying to get me prepared for like championship fights. So everything I do is 6 rounds enough. If I'm gonna spar, If I'm gonna spar, it's gonna be 8 rounds or no. He don't want me to do nothing less than that. So yeah, man, a lot of cardio. I don't do no weight training. A lot of bad work, a lot of mid drill. Sometimes he might slow it down to get my own technique part in. You gotta have technique. And basically, that's it. You know, a good 2 hours, 2.5 hours straight.
Interesting. On to the other topic, particularly to the training. Let's go to the health part. How's your health diet? I know one time you put on one of your fan pages how your fiance kind of took putting them waters in. Yeah, so, you know, I just want to dive into that.
That's a tough one. Yeah. Never water. I ain't gonna lie, I might get a soda every now and then. She can't take them all from me. So I might sneak one every now and then. But nothing but water. I try to stay away from the fried food. She been big off bacon foods for me. Nothing really that's gonna add on a lot of weight. And if I do need to add on a lot of weight, we're gonna eat pasta and make sure I'm gonna tack it on good. I'm getting better with eating greens. I usually don't eat greens at all. I hate them. But now I might eat a spoonful here and there, you know, get it in me just to get a taste of it. But, you know, I try to stay healthy. I try to stay healthy. At times, I ain't like, it's tough. You know, you got to eat some baked chicken, but you got this fried chicken sitting over here looking good.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Man, real tough. But yeah, I try, cause in this sport, man, yo, you gotta take care of your body. It's like driving a car from here to California. If you ain't keeping the maintenance up in your car, you ain't gonna make it to California.
Right, right.
So your body is your car. You gotta take care of your body, man. What you put in your body, guarantee it will come out in the fight. I know a lot of guys who in the game where they drink, they go out and party and drink. But when they fight, it shows because they throwing up after the fight. So whatever you put in your body, guarantee you, it's going to show in the fight. If you ain't eating right, you ain't training right, it's going to show. Because like I said before, my first fight, them 3 minutes were long. And that's straight cardio.
Right.
So what you doing outside the ring, it's going to show every time.
And you said pasta help you gain weight.
Yeah, pasta keep the weight on.
I need you to tell somebody I know. I ain't gonna say no names. Stay away from some pasta. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what happens.
Yeah, pasta keep the weight on you.
I know. Thank you for telling me. Glad you're here just to say that. Thank you. So, tell me a little bit, not in detail too much, your boxing style.
My boxing style. I'm a very poised fighter. I like to stay calm. I like to pick my shots. I ain't gonna throw shots for no reason, or I ain't gonna do too much that's out of the ordinary.
Right.
You know, I'm very calm and collected when I'm fighting. So if you ever see me fight, that's why you see me throw a lot of. Most guys like to throw jabs, like they throw one jab, then they throw two jabs, throw three, do a lot. You see me, I'm throwing just a single jab the whole fight. Because I'm staying poised, keeping my distance from you, and seeing how far you're away from me, see how far I can hit you from, things like that. I'm very calm when I'm fighting, very, very calm. You never see me get crazy, never see me stressed out or anything. If I get hit, I take it and roll with it. Just calm and poised, man. Like Kobe. You know,
Kobe. Yeah. I got you, man. So, speaking of you saying drink and smoke, in the boxers that you were saying earlier that they drink and smoke, how that stuff comes out of them, do you engage in those activities?
No. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do none of that. You gotta keep my temper clean. keep it very clean. Like I said, man, that's your car, man. You gotta take care of your car, you gotta take care of your body. Like I said, it's gonna show in the fight. You know, if I want to be a world champion, you know, I'm not going to be out here drinking and smoking. I can get a world title fight call any day now. Now, I've been out here partying last week, drinking all this liquor, and then trying to get ready to go through this fight. Now, I can't even fight when I got all this stuff up in my No. So, yeah, I that's the lifestyle I live. Straight edge lifestyle. You know, I like to stay clean. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody pull no dirt up on me. Can't nobody say, Quan, I seen Quan out here smoking weed 2 weeks ago or drink. Can't nobody pull none of that on me. I like to keep my lifestyle just straight clean.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about your next fight.
July the 28th at the Grady Cole Center. I'll be fighting for the WBF junior title. We had an opponent, but he got in some kind of trouble with the boxing commission. So they, right now they're looking for me another one, which, you know, I not sound cocky. I don't care who it is.
Right.
I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Like I tell everybody, I don't predict knockouts. You know, I don't predict the rounds that I'm gonna knock you out in. All I can say is it's gonna be a knockout, but I don't know which round it's gonna be. It's just on the Maryland time. And that's not me being cocky. Facts is fact. You can check my resume. I'm gonna knock you out. So I learned from my first fight. I would never again let the judge decide my fight. Because my first pro fight, I knew I won that fight, but they gave it to me. It went the distance. So what drove me to get better, I said I would never let a judge decide my fight from now on. So everybody I fight is going to be a knockout. Or I'm going to hurt you that bad, they know that I won.
Well, the king is spoken. He pretty much, he already got his thought process. That's what we always talk about, marriage, mentally and spiritually. Like, certain things you got to keep in it. He already has that intact, so he knows what's coming because he has the will, desire, the relentless pursuit to make things happen when impossible is possible. My next question, what's the importance of discipline?
In this sport, in boxing, man, discipline is very important. For instance, a lot of guys, when they get hit, people's natural reaction after getting hit is going crazy, trying to fight wild, trying to get somebody off them. Well, when your discipline comes in, it ain't always about hitting somebody or how hard you can hit somebody. In boxing, is taking a hit, if you get knocked down, keeping your posture, just get back up, brush yourself off, and doing what you got to do to stay calm and to continue to fight. You know, you got to be very disciplined, boss. And I know I got that from the Marines. You know, I'm a Marine, and the Marines are big on discipline. So I take that into boxing. You know, I'm going to get hit. But what I do after I get hit is where my discipline comes in. That's why I say you never see me throw punches that I ain't got to throw. You never see me do anything that you ain't never seen me do before. It's my discipline is there. You know, I stay calm. For instance, perfect example, I sparred a guy named Jamar Freeman who from Wilson. He fought on Showtime. He fought J-Rock. And he taught me a very, very good lesson in the ring. I learned a lot from him. He was beating me. He was beating me down, doing what he's supposed to do. When he backed me in the corner, I kind of threw my hands up and I tried to bait him in. But when he looked at me, he said, no, I ain't going to where I'm staying right here. Meaning, yeah, I got you hurt, but I ain't got to just jump in there and beat you down right now. I'm picking you apart. That's where his discipline came in. Because let's say he did bite on my bait. He come in all wild thinking he really got me. I throw a wild shot. You know, one shot changed the whole fight.
Right, right.
So he one of the guys that really taught me, hey, in this sport, stay disciplined, stay true to yourself, because you ain't got to do all the unnecessary stuff to win a fight. When you got a guy on the ropes, pick him apart. Chop him down first. You know, that's where discipline come in. Most guys that see, hey, I got you on the ropes hurt, they go all wild at your shot. Nah, you got him on the ropes, you attack his body first, then you go up. He gonna automatically fall every time. It's like chopping down a tree. And so, yeah, discipline is, you got to have great discipline in this sport. Great. If you don't, you're going to get knocked out. Trust me.
I got you. All right, give me your mind on when you go down that aisle, just like you better go down there for the next fight. How do you prepare yourself mentally before the fight?
Before the fight, you know, I pray. I'm always praying. You know, I'm a firm believer in God. Without God, I ain't nothing. He the one blessed me with this talent. Sometimes I wonder. He could have gave it to anybody else, but he decided to give the talent to me. So I pray and I thank him. When I'm in the back, I'm always listening to music. I might listen to some motivational speak. I love listening to Ray Lewis, E.T., and all them, just to get my mind focused, you know. I never want to be hyped. You know, like we do in football, get hyped.
Baby. Right, right, right.
No, I want to be calm. I want to be very calm and collect. when my fiance walked out with me last time, she said she didn't know who I was because I could switch it on. I could be laughing and joking with you. With time my coach wrapped my hands, I switch it on that fast and get focused. When I walk down the aisle, I'm not gonna lie, that's the most nervous. When I'm in the ring, I'm never nervous. When I'm in the back, I ain't never nervous. But when I walk down the aisle, it's something about walking down the aisle what makes me the most nervous. I guess it's the people. I guess it's just the anticipation to see the ring, knowing that I'm about to go to war with somebody. But that's when I'm at my most, when I'm nervous the most. But once I cross them ropes, oh, it's ball game. I got to take you out. It, nothing personal, just business. I got two daughters to go home to. You know what I'm saying? And if it calls for me going through you to get to them, then so be it. I shake your hand after the fight. Hey, good job, good fight, hug you. But hey, it's time to ball game.
That's what it's about. Basically, my mind on it is that with Jaquan Towns, he has a way of making things impossible possible. But I got one more question on that note. Let me stop there. What would you tell people who are trying to aspire with their dreams or achieve their goals?
One, keep God first. Like I said, without God, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing without Him. He the one to wake you up in the morning. He the one to decide if you gonna go to sleep and come back. So without God, number one, without God, you ain't nothing. Give Him all the praise and thank. Two, don't listen to what nobody say. If that's what you want to do, go do it. Because if I would have listened to people before I started boxing, I would have never been even thought of in a title fight today. You know, when you're doing something positive or you're doing something you love to do, people are going to doubt you. People are going to talk bad about you until you make it. When you make it, everybody your friend. Everybody your friend. But when you want to come up, you got more enemies when you in the come up than when you make it. Yeah, when you make it, they still there because they trying to take you down. But those the ones who just want to be around, just be around. But don't listen to nobody. You gotta go get it. Man, I was 320 pounds. People told me I won't even gonna make it to get the 270. Here I am 200. So don't listen to what nobody say. You got to know who to keep in your circle. You got to know who to take out your circle. And you got to know who is for you. There's a lot of people out here that are going to tell you, yeah, I love you, yeah, I support you. But though the same one that'll go behind your back and say, oh, he ain't nothing, he ain't going to make it.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
I got people that in my face every day that saying they love me. But time I say, hey, you want to buy tickets in the fight? Nah, they can't buy a ticket to the fight. But those are the same people that want to hand out for a free ticket. Those people you got to know who to take out your circle. You know, God will show you all those people. You just got to open up your eyes and see it. You know, but yeah, that was my only advice to people, man. Keep God first. The ones you surround yourself with, know them. And the ones you don't want to surround yourself with, know them too. Cause they more important than the people that you want in your circle.
Right, I agree.
So yeah, that's my own advice.
That's kind of my mindset on a lot of stuff too. You pretty much knocked it in the shell. But my mind on it today is determination, drive, relentless pursuit. The definition is Jaquan the King Towns. A guy that, like he just said a few minutes ago, that he lost that weight. People never thought he was gonna lose that weight. He made it. People, I thought he was gonna be a boxer. He persevered. He went into a sport he knew nothing about, from playing basketball back in the day to Marines to boxing. Like I tell people all the time, the impossible is possible. I don't care what you got going on, what you had going on in your past or present or whatever. The point of the matter is what are you doing now? Mm-hmm. Everything else is relevant. The question is, what are you doing now? Mm-hmm. And he's a proven winner. He's a proven pro athlete in his profession. And the way he's saying it, the way he's talking right now, which I know for a fact is not even a doubt. No question at all that he's going to bring home the title because it's already instilled in him mentally. And no matter what anybody can say or do, it's about how you provide that mental spirit or that mental barrier around your atmosphere and your soul. And as long as you got that going on, as long as you understand that the things that are not good or capable for your spirit, it's going to bounce off that barrier eventually, because at the end of the day, it's not even going to come into your atmosphere to stop it. And the way he's going, nothing, I mean nothing, is going to stop him from getting this title. So that being said, man, I appreciate the Foreign Towns coming on the show. I'll be glad to get you back up here. When he has a title, he'll have a title on the show. We'll probably do a show in the ring that time.
Sit the belt right up here.
Yeah. With that being said, that's all, people. You guys have a nice day. Enjoy your weekend. And always remember, stay on your course.